on Braisa Lushmule. He did not hear this Braisa. The Rashi said that we misafir, since Ravonim was a Sufik, whether it's Chayzer or not, which money, he did not hear this last Braisa. The other Gemara says, Udishmuel, Mimai, Diyayna Mukhur. How do we know to say the Mukhur is not Chal at all? Umay is Chayzer, and then the money is it goes back. It's like a bit Lamekach, Lagamri. Dilma, maybe, Ayna Mukhur, maybe by Yovu, when you sell it, it's not called a good sale, Ayna Konami. But Umay is Matana, maybe the money should remain like a Matana. The money is like a present, and therefore he has a right, the Moich has a right to keep the money. So Mora says no, and Mora says part of Kashi, immediately have it the same way it should be, on the Kaddish HaChoisei, if somebody gets married to a sister. The Yitman we learned over there, how on the Kaddish HaChoisei, if a brother goes and marries his sister and gives her a ring. So Rav Amarav says, Moich Chos, and you get the money back, like you know, you can't marry a sister, the Kedushin is bottled, and therefore you get the ring back, you get the ring back. So Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, oh no, Moyes Matana, the ring that you gave your sister, she keeps it for Matana. So even though the Kedushin is bottled, but still we say you give the money for Matana. So maybe also, if you sell your field on Yevil, somebody gives you money for it, like he knows the Mechir is not Chal, and he means to give it for Matana. So Moyes says, oh Mulei Abaye the Rabbi Yosef, Abaye says Rabbi Yosef, my chozit to kantin lelu lekeach, Kitzana, didn't do Gemara. So the kids of Pshatatz Ravana had a suffix to come. He did not hear the price, and he had a suffix to say, but Yovel, maybe the Pshatim of the money is not Chayzer, because maybe the money remains like a Matana. If Ravana had a suffix, what should be the Lacham if you sell your field on Yovel? That's what Shmuel says, the Mechir is not Chal, do you get the money back or not? That was a suffix. The other Gemara says, O Malaya by the Rabbi Yosef, my Chazit the Kansim Lelokeach. What we said, Lakech loses out. Rashi says, Gabi Meicher Ravda, because Lots of Stel, you feel to some living Chutz Lots. The Armenian would say, what? Lehadri Zvinim, Lakech does not get his money back. And the Eber goes out to Cheris, and Lakech loses out. So why do we make the Knaf on Lakeach? Nitnesel Meicherim. The one that sold him, he also did something wrong. He shouldn't have sold him to somebody in Chutz Lots. So why don't we make the Knaf on the Meicherim? He should lose out. Or Malay, he answered back and said, Lab ak for ganef, it's not the mice that's the ganef, the robber. El chura ganef, it's the hole that's the ganef. Rashi says, ak for a mice. Hagoyim, if it steals something, Menech, he puts it. Bechutz, outside. He hides it someplace in a hole. But wouldn't it have been for the hole, he couldn't have stole it. So, Amalei, lab ak for ganef, el chura ganef. He lab ak for a. So Mora says back, no, but without the mice, chur minolei. What would the Chur do though? The Chur by itself didn't do anything. So it's still the mice, it's still the Meicher that's selling it. So Chur should be the Meicher's fault, the Knash should be upon him. So it says, no, the Svar is true, it's a Svar both ways. Both the Meicher did something wrong and Lakeach did something wrong. So now the Svar is who do we make the Knash upon? Mistavra, the Hechad Yisa, Lisurah, Kansinan. Wherever it is, that's where we leave it. So it says, Mistavra, the Svar is, again, Hechad Yisa, Lisurah, Kansinan. Wherever the Yisr is, that's who will make the Knas. But since right now the Yevit is by the Lakeach, in Chutz Lots, therefore we give him the Knas, that he has to free him, and he loses out his money. Then it says in the Mishnah, that the Lakeach is when you sell your field, you can't buy it back unless Lakeach has 2 years worth of crops. Well, what's going to be, Hoysa Shna Shidofen, let's say it was a year of a flood, that you couldn't plant the field anyway. So the Lacher is, that's not included in the 2 years. It has to be 2 years that he could have planted. But then the Mishnah says, what about if he leaves it without planting, or else he plowed the field, but he didn't seed it? Those years are included. So Gemara asks, Hash to Havira. If Lakech now left it empty, did not work on it at all, or the law is still called part of the 2 years, so Norami Boi, in a case where he at least planted the field, isn't it for sure that he started to use it, it's called like he used the field? So still, the Meicher could take it away after 2 years. So the Gemara says, no Ritzach, in the case with Lakeach, at least plow the field, that's a Chiddush. Because otherwise, Sakot, the Chimin Rav would have thought the Sermin lay. Lakeach has a right to say back to the Meicher, Havli Demeo, give me the money that I played, that I put in for the plowing of it, for Lifka and take it. Kamash will know that the Lakeach does not have a right to ask for the money of the plowing. And the Meicher just takes it away. After 2 years, he redeems it back. And he only has a cheshbon how many years was supposed to be but lekech. But these 2 years that passed by, lekech has no right to ask for any money at all. Not even for the money that he put in plowing the field. Then it says, Rabbi Lezer Weimer, Mochru Loi, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, and it was full of Paris, so he has a right to eat 3 years like of crops. So much like this, Tanya, Rabbi Lezer Weimer, Minayin, how do I know to say this? That Shemoch Rolo Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. If you sold your field to your friend right before Rosh Hashanah, before the new year, Malaya Paris, it was full of Paris, a good crop. Like you have no right to say back to the Lekech now when the Mercha goes to redeem it back 2 years later. Now listen, Hanech Lefonai, you have to give it back to me with a full crop. Kederech Sheinachti Lefonecha, the same way I left the field to you when I sold it to you. It was full of crop, so you have to give it back to me also full, and you cannot cut off the last year's crop of the 2 years. Talmud Leim, this we learn another. The Pasuk says, V'mispah Shnei Tvus Yimoch Lecho. With the years, the mispah shnei tvus. So we dash in pomim sometimes, sha'atoichol shalosh tvus. Lekech has the right to eat, like three crops. Pishtei shonim, out of the 2 years that he holds onto it. So Rashi says, it says, the mispah shnei tvus, mashma kol tvus shepishtei shonim. No matter how many crops of growth there are throughout these 2 years. Because otherwise it just should have said, mispah shonim, or mispah tvus. Well, it must have just two. Now that it says b'mispashnei tvus mashma, as many crops as there are throughout these 2 years that Lekech has, he has a right to eat it, and the rule is, so this one was bought from him full, so he has the right to give it back empty at the end of the 2 years. So it came out that this Lekech ate three crops. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be mochra l'rishon b'mono? Let's say you sold your field, you sold your steachuza to Reuven for $100. Now the first one, Reuven, sold it to a set of Shimon, but Masayim for $200. And now the original owner wants to come and redeem it back. After 2 years, he wants to redeem back his Teachuza. So Locher is Eina Mechashiv Elim Arishin. He only goes according to the money, how much the first sale took place. So he sold it for $100, and we have to Cheshbon how many more years there was supposed to be left until Yevil. So we see, divide that by the amount of years. Let's say there was 10 years left. He sold it for $100, so it comes out each year is worth $10. If you want to redeem it back 2 years later, so there's only have to pay $80 to redeem it. And we don't go after the cheshbon now that Reuven sold it to Shimon for $200. Shneva, the pasuk says, Liish asher morcha loy, that the person asher that you sold it to, the first one. Shneva, Liish, to that person that you first sold it to, you go after his cheshbon how much you have to redeem it by. So kids, you go to Kula for the first Meicher. Now, what's going to be? Mochra l'rishim b'masayim. The first owner sold his field to Reuven for $200. Then later, Reuven sold it to Shimon, and Mochra l'rishim l'sheni b'mona. Reuven sold to Shimon for $100. How do we know now that when the first owner comes and redeems it back, that he go to Kula against him, and say, Eina mechashiv elu machron, you only have to pay according to the second price, the $100, how much that would be divided by the amount of years left to Yovel. So we go Lekulu for the Mecher again. Shneva, the Pasuk says, V'chishe v'shnei mimkoroi v'eshe v'soidif lish Hashem mochaloi. So we dash in here, the word lish means lish Hashem b'soichoi, the person that's in the field right now. So we're dashing in both ways Lekulu here, that this original owner, when he comes to redeem it back, he has the right to go Lekulu. If the first price was cheap, he goes according to the first price. If the second price was cheap, he goes according to the second price. And the Gemara will teach us how do we know to go to Kula both ways. Now the Mishnah says, Tam alachom, lo yimcha barochoik v'yigo b'karuf. You have no right, if you sold the field, then to go redeem it back. Where do you get your money to redeem it back? You want to sell a different field that you own far away, so you want to sell that far away field in order to buy back this close field, that you know how to do. The same thing, baroch, let's say you own a bad field, and you want to sell the bad field in order to have money, the yigul be offered to redeem back the good field. That you know what to do. The same thing, will you be not to borrow money, the yigul, to redeem it back. We'll see all this in the Gemara. Pasuk says, the matzah is only if you have new money, something new that you get now, you could redeem the field that you sold. And not with something that you had before, or not with something that you have to borrow. The same thing, will you go lachatzoin, you're not allowed to redeem it back halfway. You have to redeem back the whole field, not half a field. Uvehegdish, let's say a person is makdish's field, they want to redeem it back from Hegdish. Here the lacher is mutter b'kulon. You're allowed to do all these things. You can sell other fields that you own to get the money to redeem it back from Hegdish. You could sell a beit field. You could borrow money, and you could even redeem back half of your field. Zechem behedyon b'hegdish. He's a certain lacher that a hedyon is more chomer than ilkos Hegdish. Nothing more says. Tana Rabban, learn like this. Machra the rishim b'mon. Let's say you sold your field to the first one for $100. Or machra rishim l'sheni b'masayim. Then the first one sells it to the second one for $200. So again, minayin, how do we know to say the din of the Mishnah that sheni mechashav el imarishon? You have a right to go l'kula and only pay according to the cheshbon of the $100. Talmud lema, the pasuk says le'ish asher machaloi. Mash lishmi is the first one that you sold it to. So you go l'kula, you go after his cheshbon. Now, how do we know to say Machra L'Rishon B'Masayim in the case we sold to the first one for $200? Or Machra L'Rishon L'Sheni, and then the first one sold it to the second one, the money for $100? So now the last sale was for $100. How do we know to say Shein Mechash V'Ne Elim HaSheni? That when the original owner comes to redeem it back, it goes after the $100 cheshbon, the way it was sold to the second one, it goes L'Kula. Talmudim, again, the person says L'Ish, so Dashni means Lis Hashem B'Seichai. So the person that's inside the field right now, we go after his cheshbon. If he paid $100, so the original owner has a right to redeem it according to the cheshbon of $100 for the amount of years that would be left until Yevil. And according to that cheshbon, he deducts how many years passed by, and he has to pay the rest. Divrei Rebbe, these are words of Rebbe. That you go the kula for the original moicher. Rebbe doistoi ben Yudu Eimer. If it doesn't sound like this, mochru loy b'mono. Let's say the original owner sold the field for $100. Veshbicha, now the field by itself became worth much more. The Yom Dal Mestayim is worth $200 now. Minan, how do we know to say in this case? Not that the first one sold it to a second one, just by the first one itself it became worth more. So Minan, how do we know to say? Shein Mechashri Vela B'mono, that you only have to pay according to Chedrin of $100, how much was worth at the beginning. Not how much it's worth right now. Shneimer, the pasuk says, for hoshe ve'sa'idif, you have to give back the leftover money. That's when you sold the field, and now you come to redeem it back, so you have to pay back the leftover money. So v'darshe no'idif she'biyodai. That's left over from you, from your original sale. So your original sale was for $100. According to that cheshbon, you have to redeem it back right now. What's going to be Machur Lebe Masayim, first you sold the field to Reuven for $200. V'echsif, when the field becomes worth less, V'yom Da'amon, and right now B'shash you come to redeem it back, the field is only worth $100. So Minan, how do we know to say, Shein Mechash V'nele B'mon, you have a right to redeem it the way it's worth right now for $100? Shneim, the Pasuk says, for Hoshev Esoidif, return back the extra money, so V'darshin Oidif Shebekarakam. The extra money of what the karak itself is worth. So do not go bust on the money you have from the first sale, but go after the way the karak is worth right now. That's the Rebbe Yisroel, Ben Yudah Dashnis Tupsukim, for the same thing Lakula. So again, Rebbe Dashnis this Pasuk when the first one sold it to a second one. And Rebbe Yisroel Dashnis the Pasuk now when the first one holds on to it, just as a question whether the worth, the value of the karak goes up or it goes down. So where it says, Ben Mai Benayu, what's the difference how we dashen these tukim that goes on the first moicher, or the first moicher, or the second one, to go on the karka itself? So in both ways they go to kula. So where it says, the nafkamina would be the iker. First the karka was worth $200. Vizol, then the karka came down to be worth only $100. But the iker, then now at the time when you come to redeem, it's worth back again $200. So this would be a nafkamina. So Rashi says like this. First he sold the 200. Or machra rishon l'sheni b'mono. And the first one sold the second for 100. Then the siyakra b'yachen became worth more by the second one. They came worth the $200. So according to Rebbe, Diyom al-Yish Hashem b'soich, the one that's in there right now. So lo yoyev el-mono, kama diyoyev bei. Sheni. According to Rebbe, it's easy to go bust of the first one's value or the second one's value. So my answer, when the second one bought it, he only paid $100, you'll only have to redeem it according to the $100 cheshbon. But the Rebbe story, according to Rebbe story, you'll have to pay according to the $200 cheshbon here. Because the Yarnib telling me the oidit, leftover money, doesn't make a difference. But Yosef and Shokel, he took 200 for the first one, And Yigal Boss, leftover money of the second sale was also 200. So Yigal Boss, the leftover of the money, in both cases, the money left over is 200. Because according to Rebbe, this case will also be Lekula. That you have a right to say, Yigal Boss of the sale. So Yigal Boss of the second sale, it was for $100, and you only have to redeem it according to the Cheshbon of $100. This would be enough. Now the Gemara asks the question, Omimai de Lekula, who says, how do we know to make these drushes? That you could be poiderit Lekula for the Moicher. Duma may be Lekuma. Maybe you have to be Machmir for the Moicher, for the original Moicher. So much as less second that, I don't think like this. This Svar is the Goma Gula Gula Mi Eved Ivri. We learn out from Eved Ivri that just like over there we call Lekula for the Eved to be poided himself, here also that the original Odin that sold his Steachuzim when he goes to be Gold to redeem it, we call Lekula for him. What question? V'hosim and known. How do we know we have it every goof before we go lekula? Titanya, the sug we have in Gemara and Kedushin, that there it's like this. Nimcha b'mon, let's say an Eved sold himself for $100. Vishbiach, then it became worth more. V'yomad al-Messiah, now it's worth $200. So we know, how do we know to say, Shein mechash v'nele mimona, when he wants to redeem himself back, we only make the cheshbon as if he was worth $100. That's what he was sold for. We know an Eved every works for 6 years. So you want to redeem yourself back, you have to divide it by six and take off how many years are to go. Shinema, because the pasuk says, Mikesef miknosoi. So he has to redeem himself according to the money that he was sold for. So that's how we know Lekula, we go after only 100. What's going to be the opposite way? Let's say the Eved was Nimka b'Masayim. He was sold for $200. Vichsev, then it became worth less. So Yamad Amona, now when the Eved wants to redeem himself, he's only worth $100. So, how do I know to say, Shein Mechash Venelu Mimona, will let the Yevad Ivri redeem himself according to the Cheshvan of 100, not according to 200 the way he was sold for? Shinem and Apostolic says, Kefi Shonov, according to his years. Rashi says, Mashma Kefi Shonim Shomad Behen, Kloimalafi Mashu Shavab Yeshashor, what he's worth right now, we go Lekula. Now again, V'yein Liyel Yevad Ivri Hanim Kulev Kachovim. These psukim were talking about an Eved Ivri that was sold to a guy. So there is a svara to say we want it to be easier to redeem himself to get away from the guy. Shenigal v'yod al eliyona. There we understand why the Eved Ivri has the upper hand, because we want him to go free from the guy. But nimkal yisro minayin. If an Eved Ivri was sold to another Jew, how do we know also we go to kula for his gula? At this time we learn what the pasuk says: asachir sachal gzera shavo. Says the word sochir, v'chisasid yagir v'soysov, it says, tifachem ki yimei schir yi imoi, v'ksevosim nikol yisrael ki mishna scha sochir avodecho. So we learn out sochir sochim, that the same halacha by nimka lebekachovim, we go lekula, the same thing nimka le Yisrael. Nothing more says, Omer Abaye, Abaye says, you should know,